Marianne, who has been researching a question we're all thinking about, especially today. Everyone's debating politics all the time. We're heading into the holiday season, and even if it's just Zoom, we're going to be with family and friends, and we're all trying to avoid talking about politics, aren't we?
Well, some of us are avoiding it. I can say that I'm successfully avoiding it, but some of us can't help ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there has to be a plan. You know what I mean? Like, go into any holiday or any scenario with a plan. And a lot of people are, you know, going to be getting together even on Zoom for Thanksgiving. And so it's still like a family gathering. And the election's going to be over by Thanksgiving, but the arguing is not going to be over. And it's going to be like a really strange holiday season. No matter who wins, I mean, there's too much stuff in the air. I mean, you can't just think that after this election, nobody will be arguing anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. We just hope we know who the winner is by Thanksgiving.
I hope we know.
Yeah.
So I've been scouring the internet looking for tips and advice on how to handle this. And so here's what I have found in terms of politically engaging your relatives at dinner. So it's a three-step process. Okay, you ready to write this down?
Three steps, all right.
Okay, so that's just for politically engaging your relatives. Okay, so the first thing is don't try to change any minds. So go with the goal of simply trying to understand where other people are coming from. Can you do that?
That takes a lot of willpower sometimes.
Yes, so you don't try to change anybody's mind. Because honestly, you know you're not going to change anybody's mind, no matter what you say, no matter what article you give them, no matter what. It's not going to work.
Right.
Make I statements rather than truth statements.
What does that mean?
So a Democrat would have better luck saying to a Trump supporter, I'm worried that President Trump may be violating this or that, instead of saying, the president is corrupt and you're a horrible person for supporting him.
Yeah, don't attack the person. You know, Judge Scalia had a great line. They used to ask him about palling around with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was politically opposed to everything as far as Justice Scalia was concerned. And he said, look, there are some very good people with some very bad ideas. And if you can't differentiate between the two, something wrong with
it. Insulting. No. You know, you don't want to go into a family situation and say, you're a really good person, but you have some really bad ideas. That's an attack.
It is?
Okay.
Sorry.
That's passive aggressive. Do not do that. It's like a truth statement is not what you should do. You should say an I statement. I'm worried that President Trump may be doing this or that, instead of he's corrupt. And you're a really good person, but you're horrible for supporting.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's why I've been having so much trouble.
Okay. And then the third one is don't characterize the other side's opinion, just your own. Like, for example, a person who's pro-Trump could say, I'm worried about higher taxes damaging the economy, instead of you Democrats just want to make welfare a free-for-all. So do you understand that?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Yeah, okay. You're not making it personal, the attack. It's not an attack.
Right, exactly. So, and then I have another set of like four things that you should remember, you know, if you just want to keep the peace. That's how you talk about, you know, politics. But if you don't want to talk about politics, or if you want to keep the peace, this is what you do. Okay, you get to a gathering, whether it's in person or at Zoom. Hopefully it's going to be on Zoom. And unless we have a vaccine, which we probably won't. So the first one is don't mention President Trump. There's a recent national survey that shows that 37% of respondents say that just the mention of Trump is going to start an argument. So don't mention Trump if you want peace.
Really? You mentioned Biden. That's not going to start arguments, too? I think you may start just as many arguments.
Trump. Well, the survey was about mentioning Trump. And, well, if you mention Biden, it's going to lead to Trump. So but that's what the survey was about. Okay, the second one is focus on food.
No problem doing
How
that.
How delicious are those Brussels sprouts?
Okay.
Okay, and then the third one is lay down the law. by declaring some topics off limits and have a toast to a night of civility. Okay, that's number three. And then number four is, no matter what happens, forget about winning. No one wins.
Yeah, you won't. That's right. You can't. Savvy tips from Marianne Moore at savvy-planet.com. And Marianne, if we get into a fight this weekend, I'm just going to remember to say in the middle of the argument, how about those Brussels sprouts you make? Aren't they great?
Exactly.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Bob.